Let me just add one word. Now, he has charged us to make your marriage work. There's just one point I'd like to drop in today's time. The fact that humility is a vital key for success in marriage. Humility, the man, the woman. You know something? When a person can't say, I am sorry, or say thank you, or say please, you are setting the stage for things not to work. When you cannot say thank you, you cannot say please, you cannot say I am sorry, you are setting the stage for marriage not to work. Sir, when people, when they say there is an accident on the road, what was it? The two people were dragging rights. Mm-hmm. The two people were claiming right of road. The two people refused to submit to each other. Always assume that only you is doing the right thing and give the other person the benefit of any error or lapse. Ruth Bell Graham, Billy Graham's wife, said she lives in forgiveness in advance. Before the offense is committed, she has already forgiven. And they had a most blissful marriage for over 56, I don't know the exact statistics, for years. Beloved, learn humility. Submit to each other. Learn to accommodate each other. Nobody is perfect. You yourself, you are not perfect. You yourself, you are not perfect. So why would you now hold it against your spouse, your wife, or your husband? As you do this, I believe that the Lord will grant us victory in Jesus' name. And those of you yet to be married, ensure that the marital bed is not defiled, so you don't give room to extramarital affairs, to lack of love, to lack of trust, to lack of mutual respect in the marriage in the future. In Jesus' name. I can pray now?
Yes, friend.
Okay, so we're praying together in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you. We pray for you together today in the name of Jesus. We pray for homes. We pray for marriages. We ask, oh God, that it works. Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
We come against the satanic hold of this generation. We come against the spirit of this age that is fighting marriages and fighting homes. Satan, we bind you and we cast you off these homes in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray today, any foundational issues that is fighting any home right now, we declare it is uprooted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Forgive, Lord, and give a brand new start to these homes. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for those single trusting you to be married. Today we pray in agreement that Father, you will bring their spouses their way.
Amen.
Father, you will establish their relationship. Father, you will give them the discipline not to spoil the new relationship with the bed being defiled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give them the discipline, oh God, to patiently walk through the stages before the marriage and into the marriage in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we declare today that young lady that has a request right now to be maritally established has cried in the night, has wept in the night, has looked up to you, oh God. Today, give her her answer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By this time next year, let her be sharing the testimony like that sister that is now about to be married between last year and this year. In the name of Jesus. And those trusting God for the fruit of the womb, Lord, let it be blessed. Let them be blessed today. Let the yoke of barrenness be broken. Let their marriages be established. Let their children be delivered into their hands. Safe conception, safe pregnancy, safe delivery in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
I pray for you today in the precious name of Jesus. as I take authority over every agenda of darkness. Every young man, young woman battling with antimarital curses, spirit husband, spirit relationship, whatever it is that has tied your life and destiny down, we are in agreement together today. The devil that couldn't tie us down from getting married cannot tie you down.
Amen.
Today, I declare that you're broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Between now and this time next year, the Lord said to you in marriage, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over every marriage that is battling with barrenness.
Yes,
the yoke is broken.
Amen.
The Lord gave us fruit. He will give you fruit.
Yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Between now and this time next year, your children are in your hands. Every marriage that is struggling right now with children that are sick or afflicted or children that are wayward or delinquent, I take authority over the attack of the enemy on your children and on your offspring. Today, that attack is broken. I break the back of that devil of drugs on that child, that devil of immorality on that child. I take authority over that demon of stealing on that child, bedwetting in that child. I take authority over that mental retardation in that child, Down syndrome. I rebuke sickle cell anemia in that child. I rebuke you, lose your grip now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
I take authority.
Yes.
I take authority over every family struggling financially.
Yes.
Struggling with resources. With the upkeep of family. Accommodation issues. Children upbringing. Help from above be released for
you.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I take authority over issues of Jezebel, Delilah, distractions in the home, distracting both man or woman, every stranger trying to break a home, the Lord rebuke you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
The wild wind of the Lord uproot you out of that family. I prophesy harmony.
Yes.
I prophesy dignity.
Amen.
I prophesy sanctity.
Amen.
In the home. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Above all,
yes.
I release spiritual fire.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual fire.
Yes.
Spiritual fire.
Yes.
Now, you won't lose your wife before time.
Amen.
You won't lose your husband before time.
Amen.
You will grow together in old age.
Amen.
Sickness, attempting man or wife, hepatitis, HIV, whatever it is, I curse you to your roots. Cancer sickness, I curse you to your roots. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.